Ezra chapter 9. Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, The people of Israel, and the priests, and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. Because they have taken of their daughters for themselves, and for their sons, so that the holy offspring has mingled themselves with the people of those lands, yes, the hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in this sin. And when I heard this thing, I tore my robe and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then there were assembled to me every one who trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the sin of those who had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I arose up from my heaviness. And having torn my robe and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and spread out my hands to the Lord Jehovah, my God, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to you, my God, because our sins are increased over our head, and our evil deeds have grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our forefathers we have been in a great sin to this day, and for our sins we, our kings, and our priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little while grace has been shown from the Lord Jehovah our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Because we were slaves. Yet our God has not forsaken us in our slavery, but has extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house, temple of our God, and to repair its desolations, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? Because we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, The land, to which you go to possess, is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters to your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever. That you may be strong, and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds, and for our great sin, seeing that you our God have punished us less than our sins deserve, and have given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments, and join in peace with the people of these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you have consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord Jehovah God of Israel, you are righteous, because we remain yet escaped, as it is this day. Look, we are before you in our sins. Because we cannot stand before you because of this.